Matthew chapter number 4. Stand for reverence to the Word of God, if you will. Matthew chapter number 4, we'll read one verse, verse number 4. And the scripture says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And he is quoting from Deuteronomy 8 and 3, where the scripture says that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we do thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercies to us. Lord, help us this morning. God, I need your help. Dear God, help me to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, dear Lord. I pray to God, bring thoughts to my mind to help this people. Bring your word to our heart to help this people, Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray, help us to preach from the heart and from experience. And Lord, not just some thoughts of some man, dear God, but I pray, oh God, that you'd help me to preach the precious word of God. And Lord, I pray, give me the boldness to say what I need to say. And Lord, I pray, give me the sense to know to keep my mouth shut about what I shouldn't say. Help us, O God, this morning. I pray, Lord, that maybe you would sow the seed in some sinner's heart this morning. Or maybe, Lord, it would be watered, or you'd give the increase, Lord, this morning. I pray to God that you'd please help us, O Lord. Help us this morning, Lord, to preach to God as you'd have us to preach. Thank you, Lord, for your love, and thank you for your kindness, and thank you for your grace and your mercy. Deal with those that are here this morning that's lost without you. Lord, I pray some couldn't raise their hand this morning that they had a Heavenly Father. I pray, oh God, may they leave here today with a new daddy. I ask you, to God, to have your way. Please trouble the heart of sinners and show them hell, how bad that it is, and show the escape of to heaven. And Lord, your precious work in the Word of God, hanging on the cross and dying in our place, that we wouldn't have to go to hell, paying that sin offering to God. Now help us this morning to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, and we'll give you the glory and honor for all it's done. For Lord, we do love you with all our heart, and we love you with all our soul, and we love you with all our mind. In Jesus' sweet, loving, holy name we pray. Thy precious holy will be done, Lord. Amen and amen. And you may be seated. I've tried to think about it. I've carried a thought on my heart for a couple of weeks now. And I tried to figure out what to name it. I thought about naming eating disorders, and I'm not going to get off on glutton, Brother Charles. But anyhow, I thought about, and I may preach a little bit about the eating disorders, but then I got to thinking about something else. I'm just going to simply title it, What's for Supper? What's for Supper? Amen. A lot of times that comes up between me and the wife. We'll eat lunch and say, what do you want for supper now? You know, just looking into the future, what you're going to eat later. Amen. May I say, but the supper I'm talking about is a spiritual supper. The food that I'm talking about is this precious spiritual food right here. This King James Bible, the Word of God. That's what's for supper for your spiritual person. That's what's for lunch for the spiritual person. That's what's for breakfast for the spiritual person. And if you need a snack in between all that, that's what's for the snack. Amen. It's the Word of God. May I say this morning, I want to ask you a very important question. And I want to ask you this, and I want you to listen to me real close. How important is the Word of God to you and your life? How important is the Word of God to you and your life? How about it this morning? How important is it to you? It's important to spend time daily in the Word of God. Now, some may not be able to read. That's all right. Thank God for the modern times. There's other ways of getting the Word of God. But may I say, if you call yourself a Christian and don't make much of the Word of God, it'd be like saying you're a carpenter, not only a hammer or a saw. If you call yourself a Christian and don't get in the Word of God, it'd be like saying you're a mechanic and don't own any tools. If you call yourself a Christian, listen, you ought to be in the Word of God. You ought to make much of this Bible. Not only own it, but know how to use it to get in it. You say, well, I don't know much. I don't neither. But I tell you what I'm finding out. I've been trying to preach since 1990. And I don't know a whole lot, but I found out one thing. The more I learn, the more I find out I don't know in the Word of God. You see, if I call myself a Christian and leave God's Word out of my life, I ain't much of a Christian. I ain't much of a Christian. I'm going to go ahead and remind you that the Jehovah Witnesses will tell you that the majority of the Jehovah Witnesses are ex-Baptist. We seem to be awful lazy in the Word of God anymore. And that's how they suck them in. They drill that what they use of the Word of God and what they mix it up, my friend, to make try to say what they're saying. And that's how they lure people into that. The Bible is not an option. The Bible is not an option or an extra, my friend, for the Christian. It's a very essential part for the Christian. Very essential part of our lives. If we are followers of Christ and we carry His name, the Word of God should be essential in our lives and we ought to crack it open every day. I mean, it ought to be playing, my friend, in our lives. It ought to be a working, not necessarily playing, but working in our lives. Amen. I don't know where your radio's tuned to, but if you're listening to the worldly, ungodly music, you ought to tune in to the gospel music. Amen. Or get you a good CD of preaching, or a good CD of good gospel singing, and listen to that, because that country music and that rock music will not lift you up spiritually. It'll tear you down spiritually. Someone said if you play that rock music back, you can hear devils, and I've heard some of that. Matter of fact, you can hear it forward if you listen to it just right. You'll hear devils in that mess. How wicked that it is. And it seems like where we go into a restaurant or anywhere we go, they got to play that junk loud. Someone said if you play country music back, you get your dog back and your truck back and your wife back. I mean, about everything about it, so you're losing something. You think about that. I want to say this morning, if we're followers of Christ, we ought to carry His name and carry His Word and apply it to our lives. The Scriptures were important to Jesus. They were so important to Jesus many times. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find Him quoting out the Old Testament because the Word of God was precious to Him. He knew that the strength, He knew that the encouragement that comes from God's Word would help in the time of need. Amen. Christ is our only source of hope. Christ is our only source of salvation. We need to take time to be connected with Him through His precious Word. Are you reading the Lord's Word every day? If the only time you're getting any Word of God is when you come here on Sunday morning for about 30 to 45 minutes, possibly an hour every now and then. Hey, listen, you're going to starve to death if that's all you're getting. You see, each day we need fresh manna from the Word of God. Each day we need fresh manna from heaven's world to nourish us, to strengthen us, to sustain us. Amen. We need to feed on God's Word. There's four things. Listen to me now. There's four things about the Word of God. I'm not just talking about this because it's called a Bible. I'm talking about this King James Bible. That's what's for the English-speaking people. You don't need any of them other versions. You need this Bible right here. Amen. And if you ain't got that, as one fellow said, it ain't my fault. But you need to hear the Word of God. Hear. Number one, hear the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 21, he said, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Hearing the Word of God. If you ever got saved somewhere, there's a man of God preaching, and God sowed the seed of His Word in your heart. I pass that all kind of tracts. But listen to me. There ain't nothing wrong passing a tract if it says the right thing. But you look at most of them, and it's an easy believism playing in it. Just believe, just believe. Hey, the devil believes also and trembles. There's more to it than just believing. There's a repenting. There's a dying out to self and coming to Christ. Amen. Hey, listen to me. But if you ever get saved, somewhere in your life there's a man of God preached and God sowed that seed in your heart. It don't have to be when you got saved. It could be 440 Watt West Glendale. Whatever. It could be on that street, sitting at the house, in the bedroom. It could be in the Rosman High School gym sometime. It could be in the house of God sometime. Me and your daddies were talking about this yesterday. He talked about having singings. He said, seen a lot of people get saved. He said, now, I'm going ahead and say, singing didn't save them. They heard the preaching somewhere before they heard the singing. And I believe that's right. Amen. So if you see somebody get saved and singing, and you say, oh, we just need to sing them in. Oh, it ain't going to do no good. They got to be preached. And if you argue that, you're arguing with the Word of God. Now, I know there's a lot doing that today. We need to have this play. We need to have this program. We need to do all this to get them in. No, just preach. And if that don't do it, it ain't going to get done anyhow. Oh, they may be accounting more. They may be accounting more out of the offering plates. They may be putting more on the board. Hey, listen to me. But how many's getting heaven out of that? We need fresh manna. Don't miss out. The bread, don't miss out on the bread of life. Be it in your life. Get in the Word of God. I can't stress that enough. We must get in the Word of God. It's one thing I dread of standing before Christ. That's I've been lazy in the Word of God in my lifetime. I used to, as a young boy, I'd lay the Word of God under my pillow and sleep on it. I reckon I thought God's going to stick it in me like that. And that's foolishness. Amen. May I say today, don't miss out on the bread of life, living or being in your life. Hearing the Word of God is important. That's one reason we're here this morning. It's to hear the Word of God. Amen. Hearing preaching of God's Word helps to know, helps us to know more of God's Word and helps us to apply what we hear to our lives. Amen. James 1 and 22 said, but be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. And he went on to say, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. What's he talking about, preacher? He's talking about a mirror. He's talking about a mirror. And he goes on to say this, and he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgiveth what manner of man he was. If you don't believe that, why do you go back to the mirror? Think about that. If we remembered everything about us, we'd just go to the mirror one time, never go back. But every one of you's got one in the house. And I guarantee you, probably every one of you went and looked in it before you. And you know who you have the most trouble with tonight? That person you've seen in that mirror. It ain't what's going on in Washington. It ain't what's going on Sunday on the football field. It ain't what's going on down in Brevard. It ain't what's going on down in Raleigh. It ain't what's going on, my friend, in other churches. We look in that mirror. It's that person in that mirror that we're having trouble with. Well, it's the devil. No, it's that flesh we got. The devil can't make you do it. I know Flip Wilson made a big living off of that saying. Problem is it's just false. It ain't true. He said, he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, that's the Word of God. Whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he says, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It's important that we hear the Word of God. Brother Coy, and I'm not trying to lift him up above anybody, but I've watched you grow tremendously. You're laying there at night and you can't sleep and listen to... Anytime I go to camp, preacher, bring me back some CDs. Amen. He'll go make copies. And he'll listen all times of the night, listen to that preaching. My friend. And he listens to that Word of God. He's a hearing that Word of God. It amazes me how he's grown in the Lord since he got saved. Amen. Hallelujah today. Thank God. You can't make too much of hearing the Word of God. You can't do it. Hearing the Word of God is the easy part. You know what the hard part is? Doing the Word of God. Hearing's easy. Matter of fact, you coming here this morning, hearing the Word of God, that's the easiest religious duty you'll ever do. Put it in practice, that's a different, somebody said a horse of a different color, amen. It's a lot harder to put it in practice. Listening to preaching 30 or 45 minutes once a week ain't enough to satisfy your spiritual man within you. You need more of it. You say, well, where do I get good preaching? I know they ain't much on the radios anymore, and they sure ain't none on TV worth anything anymore. But if you'll come to me, I've got all kinds of CDs and tapes. I'd be glad to let you borrow them and take them and listen to them. Good preacher. Amen. But you need to get in God's Word and hear the Word of God. When you read it, don't just read it. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it. Listen to it. My wife sometimes will talk. She gets aggravated at me over this issue. Of course, I ain't got a whole lot of excuse anymore when I got hearing aids, amen. But sometimes I say, honey, you gotta speak up. I don't have my hearing aids in. And I don't have them in. She said, you hear me? I said, yeah, but I wasn't listening. She said, or she'll say, you wasn't listening. What did I say? I'll say what it was, but maybe I ain't responding right. Wasn't listening. All y'all are hearing me. Anybody here not hearing me this morning? Raise your hand. But how many is really listening? You see what I'm saying? How many is really listening? I say this morning, my friend, hear the Word of God. Did you realize? And all this includes eating the Word of God. So to hear the Word of God is to eat the Word of God, the bread of life. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He didn't just say the sweet words. We're going to go downstairs in a little bit and have a dinner. Lord, I put a big old crock pot of pintos and limas, and I come off my diet for a couple of days. I'm looking forward to eating something besides green beans. I'm green bean salad and slogged to death on the diet that I'm on. I'm looking for something besides green beans. I'm wanting some pintos and some Great Northerns. There's a pork roast down there. There's going to be fried chicken. Seem like it's meatloaf, somebody said. These taters, and I don't hardly get any taters. Hey, I'm going to get to eat some bread today. I'm looking forward to that physically. I come home the other night. My wife don't like to make a lemon cake. And my favorite lemon cake is out of the box. Whether it's Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker or who it is, I like it right out of the box. Thick with icing on it. I went to the store the other day. I brought her two boxes of it. I said, I want it thick. I bought two cans of lemon ice, and I said, I want it thick too. And it's sweet, and I'm looking forward to it. But you know, sometimes that's the way we eat the Word of God. We just want the sweet stuff. Oh, we like to hear how God loves us. Oh, we like to hear how good He is to us and how He's going to supply our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we like to hear all that. But we ain't too crazy about hearing how we ought to dress right, how we ought to live right, how we ought to walk right, how we ought to forgive our brother, how we ought to forgive our sister, amen, how we ought not to talk about one another. We don't want to hear all that other stuff. We just want the sweet stuff. But you know what? We need it all. We need it all. I'll get in that a little more later, if the Lord allow me. Oh, but we need to hear the Word of God. And may I say this? I'm looking forward to eating all that. Probably sometime this evening, maybe on the way home, I'm bad to tell my wife, drop me off right here, I'll walk the rest of the way home. I try to walk a little bit. Now, I've got arthritis in my feet. I've got back trouble and knee trouble. And all that hurts. So I can't walk as much as I want to. I had got up to 2 miles a day. But my feet got so hurting so bad I couldn't hardly walk or work. Amen. So I had to back off. But anyhow, they tell me eating is good. But it don't build muscle. It builds a lot of fat. And I got some of that too. Amen. Table muscle. There you go, Brother Charles. It'll build table muscle. But if you want muscle, you've got to exercise. I mean, yeah, you've got so much muscle, but if you don't exercise your muscles, they'll dwindle down to nothing. Son, I looked at Volley the other night. He ain't up at skin and bones, is he? There was a time when he's a strong feller. There's a time he's a good-sized feller, work out in the garden. Like I said, on the verge of being 99-year-old. But I looked, and his body is sunk in. You see his collarbone. He just bones and skin pretty much. And I pick him up like that quite often. And they've not been able to exercise. They've been in bad health, so their muscle has went away. Listen, spiritually, if you don't eat the Word of God and you don't exercise the Word of God, you're going to dwindle down to nothing. And every time a virus comes your way spiritually, every time temptation comes your way spiritually, you're going to fall to that temptation. You're going to lay out of church. You're going to quit church. You're going to pout. You're going to throw off on everything going around. Thank God today for the Word of God. It's. How many of y'all remember? I remember years ago when we had Sunday school, Brother Henry Nicholson was up here, and this feller had called us to go pick up a woman. Boy, I knew when BJ, you and Sissy was this little. I remember that. You was still at home. We picked that woman up. Before we got the van stopped, almost she was out of the van trying to get in the door of the church. I said, ma'am, hold on a minute. I'll open it for you. Well, I did. Well, I went to do something else. Next thing I know, she's up here, boom, 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 boom. She couldn't play the piano. She was sort of banging the soup out of it. She wasn't all up here. Let's just go ahead and say that. She didn't have a full, she's a couple bricks short of a full load. Amen. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I'll never forget. We'd stand up to sing. She'd sit down. We'd sit down. She'd stand up. Brother Henry was doing something about the nutrition of God's Word. And she stood up, she said, nutrition's the best food. And it is. Nutrition is the best food. Biblical nutrition is really the best food. Amen. Now, I eat a lot of salad, but they tell me that that old iceberg lettuce ain't got no benefit. That old green lettuce ain't got a bit of benefit in it. It's a filler, and that's what I'm trying to do, is fill her up. Amen. Yeah. Amen, Brother Charles. But listen to the Word of God. Hear the Word of God. But not only that, we need to read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. If we're able to read. Now, I know some can't, and that's all right. God knows that. But He tells us in 2 Timothy 3 and 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." All Scripture, that's Genesis to Revelation and all the verses and words in between, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Word of God is for all of this. And we must eat it. We must eat it by hearing it. We must eat it by reading it. Amen. The Bible is to be more than a place to put four-leaf clovers and press them. The Bible is something besides putting rose petals in it and pressing them. The Bible is something besides putting a resting place for dust in the house. The Bible is, my friend, today. It's our daily guide for life. Matter of fact, take the word Bible. B-I-B-L-E. And what does that spell out? It spells out this basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. Hey, you want an instruction book on how to live for God? Right here it is. Amen. Oh, I wish I was a better Christian. You know why we ain't? We ain't enough in here. Amen. Oh, how we need to get in the Word of God. Hey. How we need to read the Word of God. Hey, the Bible, at least the King James Bible, you know what I'm talking about. It's God's Word. The Bible is truth. Some choose to be deliberately ignorant about what the Bible says because they're unwilling to allow God to have first place in their life. They're content with a little bit of knowledge, little bits about His love, little bits about His peace, little bits about His forgiveness, little bits about, my friend, His mercy, little bits about His grace, little bits about heaven, but they ain't wanting to hear those big bits of how you ought to live for Him, amen. How we ought to live holy, amen. I say today, as the Scripture says, in 1 Peter 2 and 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Amen. And He went on to say, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen. Thank God. But when it comes to learning how God expects us to live holy lives and be different and separated from this Word, people don't know part of it anymore. You can't build a big church that way. You can't get plenty of money that way. You can't get plenty of people that way. By sticking with what the Word of God teaches and hammering it straight, amen. This will cause people to examine how their lives are and to make choices about following God's plan and purpose and priorities for their lives. So they don't want no part of that. Today, somehow, I don't know why, somehow, actually reading the Bible has lost some of its importance in the people of the church. How we ought to read it. We'll talk about how.
Years ago, the Catholic Church, the only person had a Bible, they had one chained to the pulpit, through a hole. And that's the only place there's a Bible. They didn't want you to know the Word of God. But we're just about as bad. Well, every one of us has probably got several copies sitting at the house. And we won't crack it open to read it, amen. Much less put it in practice and live it, amen. I say today, the Bible itself is relevant for us today. I get so sick when I ride up and down the road. I hear an advertisement of a church. Relevant messages for today. Hey, if God give it, it's relevant for today. I don't care if it's modern or not. Amen. It's still relevant for today. Hey, I challenge you, take a plunge, make a commitment to read and to feed on God's Word on a daily basis. It'll help you. It'll help you. So we see two things. Hear the Word of God. Read the Word of God. And number three, study the Word of God. Amen. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We want to just let the preacher study. We just want to wait and let the evangelist study. We don't want to study ourselves. It's just as important that we all study. I ain't perfect by no means. I'm just a human. I want you to study the Word of God. And if I say something that don't sound right, you back it up. Go back to the Word of God and see if it's right or not. Now, I make mistakes like anybody else does. But I tell you to get in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Find out what the Word of God says for yourself. Don't just, hey, I'm trying to preach truth to you. I told you probably 19 plus years ago, standing right here where I'm standing now, I said, I don't mean to make you think that I know everything in God's Word, because I don't. But I promise you two things. I'll preach the truth to the best of my ability, and I'll love you to the best of my ability. And I tried to do that for 19 plus years. Amen. And I hope you can trust me. But you need to study to find out for your own. Amen. I'm not saying be skeptical about everything I say or the preacher says, because we are human and fallible and not perfect. But listen, if something sounds wrong, check it out. See what the Bible says. Study the Bible and you'll find much to discover. Study the Bible and you'll find much to learn. Study the Bible. You'll find much more than you find out for 30 or 45 minutes on Sunday morning. Amen. Don't just accept what the preacher says. Study that Word of God. It'll help you. It'll help you to put meat on your bone. That's exercising it. That's exercising it. Amen. Not only hear the Word of God. Not only read the Word of God. Not only study the Word of God. But listen to me. Memorize the Word of God. Oh, preacher, I can't do that. Yeah, you can. I probably have at least brain of any of these in here. I'm going to tell you how it'll help you. Go up here to Walmart. For about a dollar, you can get a whole pack of index cards about that thick. Fit right in your shirt pocket. Find you some verses in the Word of God. Write down where it's at. And write the words out to the side of it. Write them out so you can read them. Carry that with you through the day. Every now and then pull it out and repeat it to yourself. Every now and then pull it out and repeat it to yourself and read it. And then after a while, once you get that down pat, try to say it and then look and see if you said it right. Amen. That'll help you to learn the Word of God. That'll help you to memorize the Word of God. You see, when the Lord was being tempted in our text, I reckon you read around the text verse that I use there. That's when He was being tempted of Satan. Satan said, won't you make these rocks bread? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Amen. I say, listen to me. How we need to memorize. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. When Jesus was being tempted, he didn't run and get a copy of the Word of God and point the devil's face in it. He pulled it out of the heart and quoted it to him.
You see, you ain't always got a Bible in your hand and can refer to it when the devils are fighting you. You can't always grab a Bible when you're going through a low moment in life. But boy, if you'll get some verses down in your heart. And when the devils are battling, I'll never forget what O.E.V. Hill said that time. Me and my wife heard him in person. He said, make you a satchel and get that Bible and get that Word of God in it. He said, when Satan comes around attacking you, hit him with a word. He said, hit him with a word. He said, he can't handle that. And that's a pretty sight. Lambs are chasing wolves. Amen. And it is. Hit him with a word. Hit him with a word. How we need to read, to hear the Word of God. How we need to read the Word of God. How we need to study the Word of God. But it's important also to memorize the Word of God. You say, preacher, the whole thing? Well, if you can, that'd be good. I don't know that you can. I know some can do quite a bit of it. But listen to me. Psalms 119:9 said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Now, we've got three young men in here. Well, BJ's about middle age now. He's over the 30 mark. Well, we've got three young men in here right now. It'd do you awful good. You want to cleanse your way? Take heed to the Word of God. Take heed to the Word of God. Even if you're lost, taking heed to the Word of God will help you. Amen. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought for thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He said, verse 22, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. God's word can strengthen us. God's word encourages us. God's word comforts us. God's Word guides us. Hide in the Word of God in our heart. Don't mean to put it way back in the back of our mind and never bring it up. It means to put it in our hearts. It means, my friend, to fill our heart and our mind with it so we can live by it. Amen. He ain't talking about hiding it away where you don't know it. He's talking about put it in you so it'll come out of you. Amen. Ain't computers a fan? I mean, I'm just fascinated what they can do with computers. But you take a computer and ain't never had nothing put in it, it can't get nothing out of it. If it ain't had something put in it, you can't get it out of it. You see, right here, it may not be much, but this is one of the greatest computers. Not talking about mine, but I'm talking about our minds. Our minds, amen. Oh, I say today, make sure God's Word has an important place in your life. I mean, we can draw closer to God as we hear His Word. We can draw closer to God as we read His Word. We'll draw closer to God as we study His Word. We'll draw closer to God as we memorize His Word. We'll be fed. We'll be sustained. We'll be nourished by the Word of God. God's Word will inform you, but it must transform you. So four things we must do with the Word of God. Hear it, read it, study it, memorize it. And all those were eating the Word of God. What's for supper? The Word of God. But I want you to beware of something. I'm reading now from 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. This setting here, of course, I believe the primary application of this, Paul's talking about their immaturity. But what I want to hit on, and I reckon all the rest of it's been an introduction for what Lord really have, the message I have for you, is beware of eating disorders. Beware of eating disorders. I told you, you eat the Word of God through hearing. You eat the Word of God through reading. You eat the Word of God through study. You eat the Word of God through memorizing. But be careful that you don't get an eating disorder. Eating disorders. Now listen, I'm quoting from some studying I've done on physical eating disorders, but I want to compare some of it to spiritual. Eating disorders are serious mental illnesses that involve eating, not necessarily the food itself, but the eating of the food in various ways. Most nutritionists tell us that to live a long, healthy life, one must maintain a well-balanced diet and regular exercise of at least 20 minutes a day, is what they tell us. I'm talking about for this physical body. And evidently, we pretty much think about that, because we're going to go downstairs and prove that in a little bit. We're going to eat. And then when you go home this evening, you'll see people walking, jogging, running, riding bicycles. They're exercising. Well, everywhere you look, it's a gym pops up anymore, and they're exercising in there. I don't know how much is exercising or how much of it is just going in there and looking at other people's naked bodies, because that's usually the way they dress when they go in there. Nothing wrong with the exercise, but the Scripture does say bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable to all things. We need to eat a wide range of nutrients to survive. Dietary fat helps in absorption of fat-soluble vitamins. Protein aids in tissue repair and cell growth. Carbohydrates provide brain primary fuel source. I like what Chris Kitchen said. He said they tell us to eat 20 carbohydrates a day to be smart. He said I don't know 40 a day to be smart. He said I eat 80, so I'll be brilliant. That's pretty good. You see him, you know, he probably does eat that many. He's a big old boy and he's smart too. He says purposely omitting any of these nutrients can wreak havoc on your health. Now that's physically. We need the carbohydrates, the bread of God's Word. We need the meat of God's Word. We need the fat of God's Word. We need all that. The proteins. One of the more popular eating disorders is called anorexia. Anorexia. This is people that are usually small in size. They're low weight due to limiting the energy intake by not eating or purging what they did eat. It can affect anyone. It can affect any age. It can affect any gender. It can affect any race. And an anorexia person thinks that they're larger than they are. I think I've met some of them spiritually. They think they're bigger than they are. I know a woman right now. I thought this in my own heart. I said, she is in the right denomination, she'd be a preacher. She thinks she's so high and mighty spiritually. And I've met some people, some men like that. They feel like they're in control, but really they ain't in control. Anorexia or starvation can cause lots. It can cause muscle shrinkage or loss of muscle strength. It also can cause loss of bone strength. What about spiritually? The bone is the frame your muscles is tied on to. It's what helps you to stay. If you didn't have no bones in your body, you'd be a bunch of putty laying back there. You wouldn't see me standing up here. If we didn't have muscles on them bones, we couldn't walk in here. Spiritually, you couldn't stand. Spiritually, you wouldn't be much if you didn't have some meat on your bones and you had them bones. Anorexia can affect people's relationship with their family. It can affect their relationship with their friends. It can cause them to withdraw. Sort of isolate themselves. It will impact their work or their schooling. It can cause depression. I see that sometimes in people who claim to be Christians spiritually. All these effects. Then the other one that's pretty popular is called bulimia. Anyone at any age, race, or gender can have bulimia. This simply, the definition of this is eating large quantities of food, in other words, binging, and then trying to get rid of it or to compensate for it by either vomiting it out or diuretics or laxatives or excess exercise. Now, that don't just mean normal people who have a meal and eat a lot at one time. That's usually a daily going on basis with them. Normal people overindulge sometimes, but that's not binging or bulimia. Bulimia people, they put strong emphasis on their weight and their shape. They see themselves much larger than they really are. The binge purge cycle associates with bulimia common on a daily basis in their daily lives. Bulimia can cause irritability. It can cause mood swings. It can cause feelings of guilt, feelings of shame, anxiety. Frequent vomiting, which a lot of times they do, can cause teeth problems. I thought about that. You're not able to chew the Word of God if you're a spiritual bulimian. It could rot your spiritual teeth out. You can't chew the meat of the Word of God. Some people just can't handle the meat. You know, when the preacher preaches meat, I just don't understand it. Or I just don't see it that way. As long as you're on love and grace and all that, it's fine. But you get off on how hard to live and living holy, something like that, I don't like it. You know why? Their teeth probably rotted out spiritually. If that's the case in your life, you might want to go get you some spiritual dentures, amen. Frequent vomiting. Laxative misuse can affect the heart and the digestive systems. Bulimia, it comes with tiredness, feeling bloated, constipation, abdominal pain, I'll get right in a minute, swellings of the hands and feet. It can start at adolescence or early adulthood. Beware of eating disorders spiritually. Spiritually, be careful not to become anorexia, not to become bulimia. And I've got about three more wrote down here, and there's several other ones. Matter of fact, there's one, if they don't know what it is, they just call it other eating disorders, and I didn't even touch on that. But anyhow, orthorexia. It refers to an unhealthy obsession over eating certain foods. Because sometimes someone's beliefs about what's healthy may lead them to cut out essential nutrients out of their diet and out of the whole food groups. Their behavior is taking existing theory about healthy eating and adapting it with their own beliefs and their own ways. Sound like a lot of people I've seen in church today. That's why when you ride down the road today, you're going to find all kind of denominations. You're going to find all kind of cults. You know what it is? A lot of them are orthorexia. They put their own ideas with God's Word, and they made their own religion, you might say, instead of what God's Word says. They have feelings of unable to lay aside personal rules about what they can or cannot eat. They have low energy, depression, anxiety, guilt, and uncleanness. Orthorexia. A physical eating disorder, but it also carries over to spiritual eating disorder. Then there's emotional overeating. Emotional overeating. That's simply turning to food for comfort, looking to have a soothing effect on you. You ever seen anybody like that in a church? Oh, as long as the churches are shouting it out and really having a good time, they're all with it. But you let it settle down in the wintertime, or you let it settle down when trouble comes out the door, they go to find another big hooray somewhere or another. I like to shout and have a good time as much as anybody else, but there's seasons in the Christian life. There's seasons in the church. Then there's binge eating disorder. It's where people experience loss of control and they eat large quantities of food on a regular basis, also eating large amounts of food even when they ain't hungry. The results in weight gain, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, heart disease. Shame and guilt and isolation come from that. I don't know of anybody that spiritually is probably binge eating disorder, but then again, they might be. I've seen some that, boy, all they can think about is studying and reading, and they won't put it to practice. Matter of fact, the prayer request that I gave you earlier about a husband and a wife, and he claimed to be a preacher, that's one of his problems. He's went deep into the Word of God, and he ain't putting it in practice. And that's his problem. He's binge eating the Word of God. He's not allowing it to digest. Not allowing it to help him spiritually. Beware! Beware of eating disorders. I'm going to finish with this verse right here. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove. The word reprove means to blame or to charge with a fault or to disapprove. Then he goes on to say, rebuke. The word rebuke means to correct, to restrain, to reprimand for a fault. Then he says exhort. The word exalt means to advise, to caution, to stimulate, to encourage with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what he's telling Timothy, what to preach. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. We like that exhorting pretty good, don't we? Oh, we like that exhortment. We like that help from God's Word. Help us lift us up. But we don't like that reprove and that rebuke very much. Look around you. That's the way most people feel. That's the way most of the church is nowadays. I'm not saying that so much here, but in general, in the churches, that's the way it is. And the preachers has consumed to that. But he went on to say, with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They just ain't going to put up with it. They ain't. I like what one preacher said. He said, it did say you endure it. It didn't say you had to enjoy it. I don't enjoy rebuke. I don't enjoy reprove. But I endure it. And if we'll endure it, it'll help us to be a better Christian. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure, but after their own lust. Not spiritual lust. Not from God's Word, but their own lust. Shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And that word itching there simply means tickling ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And shall be turning to fables, in other words, just stories, fiction, if you will, myths, just tales. Because you can gather them in with stuff like that. Listen. Eat God's Word. Eat God's Word. You know how to eat it? Put it in your mouth. Chew it up. Swallow it. Digest it. And growth's going to come from it. Nobody don't. Now this little fellow right here that BJ's got in his arms. You didn't send him to school to teach him how to eat. He eat everything he gets hands on right now. We went to the woods a couple weeks ago. BJ's going to teach him how to eat like a hunter. Had a can of anus pop before you could get it out of his mouth. He'd eat the whole thing. You let him. He got, 13 teeth? A whole mouth full of teeth. Didn't have to teach him. That come natural. We're going to go downstairs in a little while. I guarantee there ain't none of you going to raise your hand and say, "Preacher, show me how I need to eat." You know how to eat. If you don't sit beside me, I'll show you how to eat. I can do it. You can look at me and tell I can eat. But what about spiritually? If it tastes good, eat it. If it's tough, eat it. Eat it. We need to eat God's Word. Whether it's sweet, whether it's meaty, whether packed full of vitamins, whatever, we need to eat God's Word. We need to eat God's Word. Amen. Get the nutrients to help us to be a better Christian. How? Read God's Word. Hear it. Hear God's Word. Read God's Word. Study God's Word. Memorize God's Word. Therefore, we're eating God's Word. Everybody stand.